John.
I'm John.
I'm Mike.
And you're listening to All Yesterday's Parties, which is, once again, for the fourth week running, coming from King Street Studios in Newcastle-under-Lyme.
And again, for the fourth week running, we're talking about Safer's Milk Festival 2017, and we're doing it with friends.
Yes. Oh. I think of you more as acquaintances.
All right, I think of you more as a twat.
I would.
This is Matt Tyra, the pedantic dickhead that was somehow shackled to as a group. And also his friend...
Fine.
And also...
I release you from your life.
And also his friend, and our friend as well. Our cuddly little...
Everybody's friend.
Yes.
Gordon Cashane.
Hello, listener.
That was the coldest shade I think I've ever heard.
Didn't even call him Gary.
Sorry, Gary.
When you do a run of recording these back to back, does it generally descend into just laughter by
yes.
the end of it?
Right.
Oh my God.
Have you never listened? Of course you haven't.
No.
Look, I don't understand how podcasts
we
work.
Did, we did a run of about four or five episodes culminating in a review of a Kanye West album. By the time we got to Kanye West, we were shit-faced.
I'm talking absolute nonsense. It was yeah. glorious.
Can I ask another podcast question?
Oh, God.
You can, yes.
So I'm back in the day, podcasts you could only listen to by iTunes.
Downloads.
Yes.
But these
yes.
days, there are other music players
so
available.
Many.
There are.
Can you recommend me a good alternative to iTunes if I want to listen to something?
Well, like we're that? Hosted by Audio Boom.
Oh, tell me.
Yes. Audio Boom.
So you're not on... All Yesterday's Parties. Yes, you are.
Yes.
We are on iTunes as well.
Yeah. Good, because I don't know.
Basically, the podcast is hosted by Audio Boom, but we can use the RSS feed from Audio Boom and connect it to iTunes podcast so that people can find us through iTunes. So what most people tend to do is they use a podcast hosting platform and they then use whatever platform they use on a podcast, they then use it to feed into iTunes podcasts.
I love having you here, Gordon. You ask the questions that no one else would.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you why. Because when I used to listen to a podcast, it was
yes.
the Adam and Joe podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
And also the Ricky Gervais one before it became like... Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
we all know what you mean.
That's a good synopsis yeah. of Ricky Gervais's career.
It's all going to be...
Ooh. What I used to get
haunted.
Disappointed about is that... But what I used to get disappointed about is that they would just end. And then one day I didn't really understand what I was doing and I deleted everything.
Okay.
And then it was
everything?
Everything.
You mad bastard.
Is that why Doom 2 just suddenly disappeared off my computer?
Is that why Half-Life 3's never been released? Yes. You shit.
Is that why the internet's vanished for 6 months?
That was Trump.
Oh, fair enough.
Yes.
You don't stop him tweeting, the mad bastard.
How long do you think this will be available for?
As long as we let it, or as long... If Audio Boom suddenly collapse and delete everything they've ever done, or everything they've ever hosted, then maybe...
I would be
otherwise,
interested
as long as you both
to know
it.
How many people listen to this post Safe as Milk.
I will. Actually, this is quite a good point to give mad props to whoever's doing Safe as Milk's social media, because
yes.
we've been tagging them in the stuff that we've released in relation to this.
And they keep retweeting us.
Yes.
And
the mad fools.
So,
and they actually are following me on Twitter now, and they're going to be very disappointed when all they see is untapped posts.
I don't even see those. Have I blocked you?
Possibly. I very rarely tweet, if I'm going to be honest. Apart from the weekly Safer's, you know, the Safer Milk podcast.
Yeah.
AYP.
Nonsense. Before we start talking about our beers and things, I had a conversation with somebody on Facebook this morning.
Liar.
I did.
Oh, fucking hell. Be with your friends.
And I made a joke about their house having a big pile of coffee and sugar just piled against the door. To which they responded, "Pass me a shovel." To which I responded, "That would be biologically impossible, and it would also make my eyes water." But it did lead to me having an idea for a TV show about a man with a magic power to produce any object needed to get themselves out of a situation, But the ultimate dilemma would be he'd have to pull it out of his cock.
See, I was expecting the other hole, you know, rather, you know, the back entrance.
Yes.
Like, you so know. It would appear inside, and then like
say if they got...
Just to drag it through his urethra.
Yeah, if he got trapped down a well and they needed, like, a 15-foot ladder.
Ooh.
Right, so there's several problems so it's with not this so much from an anatomical point of view.
I'm also
thinking
it's not so much a TV series and more of a Viz cartoon.
It really ought to be on the radio, if anything.
Yeah, I'm just imagining, like, I need a... kayak. Yeah. And then there's like 5 minutes of there you go.
We need a replica landmine like this.
It'd just be half an hour of screaming.
Yeah.
Be like,
what about just with crayons?
You can get those out of your urethra fairly easily. No, actually, a whole Crayola set, so it's one at a time.
Yeah, but it's the extraction. Yeah. That's the
penny crayon.
Yeah.
Penny crayon is exactly.
I mean, penny crayon.
But you could do it as a film.
I think she likes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about at this point?
We're talking about our beers now because that was harrowing. What are you drinking?
Passing a kayak is harrowing. That was just.
What are you drinking, John?
I'm drinking a peanut butter milk stout.
Do tell me what it's like, because I also have one of those.
Got one lined up. This is from Tailgate Brewery, who are based in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm.
And it's... But I mean, I'm a sucker for any confection that is peanut butter flavoured. So.
And also a milk stout as well. You're rather partial to those, aren't you?
I am.
You're also a sucker.
That's very true. The official beer of tailgating.
I think that's just Tailgate Beer, because that's the name of the company, isn't it?
Yes.
Not so much the specific one.
Yes.
It does have a faintly disturbing picture of a bull eating some peanut butter out of a jar and just kind of giving you that kind of sitting, like a slightly drunken eye of just kind of, hey, baby.
Sitting in the back of a truck.
Yeah, at the tailgate, in fact.
Yeah.
And yeah, looking like he's trying to come onto you, but he's far too drunk to do anything about it.
We've all been there.
They do have those truck meats, don't they?
Is that meats with an A?
I was just thinking.
Truck meat.
Yes, you can sometimes buy meat from trucks.
No, but you all drive to a place in your truck.
Tailgate parties. We all kind of drive up and kind of lower down the tailgate of your truck. And everyone gathers around, there's barbecues and drinking beers and stuff. Generally at sporting events.
I've never been.
Neither have I, but I know of them from American television.
Me too.
There we are then. So yes, they do.
That is really good.
Have you just tried some of his?
I have.
I've got a whole can to myself, so I'm not going to.
I hate you and everything that you stand for.
Yeah, you do.
So I will say that there's a really good rise of local sort of craft beer shops. There's in
the Newcastle area and Hanley.
In Newcastle, we've got the Hot Water Cellar. In Hanley, we've got Bottlecraft.
Mm.
And I do recommend checking these places out because there are some really interesting drinks there.
I'm sure in your local area, wherever you are, there'll be some kind of bottle dispensary that sells quality beverages. Just go and have a look. It'll be expensive, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
There isn't anywhere, as far as I know, in our area. There's nothing.
Nothing.
We only have chains.
You should visit this area more often than I think.
No.
All right. What are you two plebeians drinking?
We are on Old Tom with Chocolate.
Okay.
Which is Old Tom beer with chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have guessed.
I love Old Tom. It's a really nice, dark beer.
Nice.
But what does Gordon think?
That's what we're really interested in.
I would say it's on the upper end of okay.
Excellent. Ooh, oh hey, is it the best one yet?
I probably would rank it the highest of things I've drunk today, but it's also the fourth I've had today.
Yes.
So who knows?
So the more you drink,
your judgment could be impaired by now.
I tend to live by the rule of the more you drink, the better it is.
Often true.
Yeah.
Not always, but
or at least not as bad it was.
Yes.
I, however, am drinking a Tenby Brewery again.
Tenby Brewery,
like your pancake one, but this is A Night at the Gooseberry. And it's an APA made with gooseberries, and it's slightly tart, but it's got that kind of pale ale lightness to it. It's very pleasant.
I feel like they're trying to do a pun with the title.
I don't know what it is.
No,
I'm lost.
Yeah. Oh, a night at the Wilbury. Isn't that a thing?
Is it?
Is that a thing?
The Wilbury's travelled.
I'm sure there's a theatre called the Wilbury.
It might be.
If you know, answers on a postcard to
Tick King Street Recording Studios.
Yes.
But we won't be here after that, so...
Send them anyway.
No, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, just tweet us and Facebookers and Tumblrers and...
But not me.
Shout at us in the street. Yeah. But, yeah.
I did that one.
It's a nice beer.
You hit me.
I just hit you.
That does remind me. The other day, I suddenly remembered that I'd been walking to Tesco's once. As I was walking to Tesco, somebody drove past and threw a full can of lager at me. It was open.
Empty.
No, it was open. It was full.
What was it full of?
Stella. I'm hoping.
Are you sure?
Well, I didn't test to make sure it was Stella.
Was it warm?
Well, it was in summer.
Anyway.
Shall we?
We shall. To address the point that Gordon just made, yes, we are allowed to say Tesco's.
Oh.
How many times do we have to say it before it accidentally becomes advertising and they should be paying us?
I'm not telling you.
So we've got another three acts to talk about that are going to be appearing at that Safer's Milk Festival.
That they have.
These days.
Behind the
bins. Right, anyway, we're going to be talking about, first of all, Omar Suleiman.
Oh.
Oh, yes we are. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a thing from the Safer's Milk website. It starts off with, it's a strange world we live in. Who could have foreseen that a wedding singer from Ras Al Ain, Syria, with over 500 albums under his belt, that's a big pair of trousers he's got, would become a cult hero amongst club connoisseurs. But there's an undeniable bond between the legacy 50-year-old... What the shit?
Not easy, is it?
It's not easy when they've written it wrong.
Right.
But there is an undeniable bond between the legacy 50-year-old delves in. It's literally what they've written there. I think they've missed a word there. A synthesised version of the Levantine dance music Dabki and so-called Acid House. In both cases, musicians cultivate undulating synths and effective rhythms. And in both cases, it feels like your head is about to explode from the stimuli. Whilst the hips take on their own lives. Oh, terrifying if
but at least we know the hips won't lie.
That's very true. Mm.
Unlike Donald Trump.
On Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see
alternative facts, my cock and balls. there's a little thing about Omar Suleiman, another person who's probably not welcome in the United States at the moment.
Yes.
But he is welcome in Prestatyn, where we'll be going to see him.
For the time being.
Yes. Thanks, Brexit. Gordon, what did you think? Are you're already aware of the work of Omar Suleiman?
I think he's brilliant. I wouldn't say a massive fan, because I don't actually own anything by him, but I am aware of his work, and I really enjoy it. And as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I'm a fan of the... Middle Eastern electronic underground sounds of the Ostrodiscos and Acid Arrow type themes, of which, although he's a slightly more mature take on that genre, he kind of fuses the new sound of electronic music with the traditional sounds of the Middle East, shall we say, to give it the whole broad range of inclusion. Ultimately, brilliant, looking forward to it. I will be there.
It's good you'll be there, Gordon.
Thank you.
I had previously not really had much encounter.
Are you saying this in reverse?
I am, yes.
What?
If you play it backwards. I previously never really encountered the work of Omar Suleiman. And I picked up during that same ACLU funding session, yes, on Bandcamp. Mm. I picked up one of his albums, okay, which is basically a collection of live recordings. And if I just take a moment, I'll tell you what it was called. It was Jazeera Nights, Folk and Pop Sounds of Syria. Mm. And I listened to that on the way into town today.
You're right.
And by crikey, that's a smashing bit of work. It's very excitable, very engaging, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's another thing that is exactly the kind of thing that this festival needs.
Yes.
And yeah, he's going to be fun on the bun when he's set up on stage.
Yeah.
I almost actually, and while I was listening to it, I was thinking how great it would be if he and Islam Chipsy got together and just made this ridiculous sound together, because Islam Chipsy with his crazy keyboards and eek laying down all those rhythms, and then Omar Suleiman, who's kind of the embodiment of cool.
Yeah.
He's there, you know, he's got his headscarf and his Ray-Bans and this general feeling of hashtag fuck him. You know, he's just absolutely the coolest guy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He doesn't give two shits about what you think of him. He's there to make his exciting, fun music.
Yeah.
And that spirit, and the spirit in on show with on Gypsy, very much of a mind. And I feel that the two acts together and make some fantastic noise.
Yeah.
But separately will also be brilliant.
Yes.
So yeah, big plus, big fan. Matt?
I can't help but agree with you that Islam Chipsy and Ikan Omar Suleiman should do a thing together. Now I can't get that out of my head, and I want it to happen.
I know.
I want that to happen so much. Make that happen, Twitter.
Do your work.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is going to be a really fun live performance. I think it's going to be... I really hope that it's, you know, in the kind of slots that you get Sun Ra Orchestra in, you know... Decent time of the evening. It feels danceable.
Yeah,
it's just going to be fun, especially.
Everyone's had a full day. They've all had some beers in them. Everyone's ready to have a good, have some fucking fun.
Especially if you're coming out of like seeing The Residents or Hieroglyphic Being or Horse Lords or some of the other people that we've talked about, and you've had something quite heavy and intense.
It's a dessert course.
Exactly. I mean, it's why John and I talked about Anna Meredith in the show a little while ago, why we all liked OOIOO.
Yeah.
You know, it's that palate cleanse. You enjoy the heavier stuff and the darker tones because it's interesting.
And it's meaningful.
Those are the bands you enjoy with your mind.
Yeah.
Omar Suleiman's the band you enjoy with your ass. You get out there and you're shaking that ass. And you're having a great fucking time.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have put it like that, but
I would and did.
Yeah, and I'm never going to unsee that. So, I think it's going to be great fun. I think it's exactly what you want. Top of the bill on a Saturday night.
Totally.
Yeah. I agree with all of that. There's not a great deal I can add.
What did you listen to?
I listened to Badeni Nami, which is an album that was released in July 2015. I believe it's the most recent.
I think you're right, because when I was doing a little bit of research, basically I just wound up going with the one from Bandcamp that, to me, had the most entertaining track titles. Hang on, let me see if I can just pull up the actual album itself, because there was one track in particular that I saw it and thought, well, I've got to check that album out. There was one track that I thought had a fascinating... The English translation of the track from Jazeera Nights is, "I will dig your grave with my hands." And I thought that there's a couple of different ways you can interpret that. It's either quite a tender thing for like a family member, you know, that you think so much of them, you will dig them a grave with your own bare hands. But it's also... possibly very threatening. I will bury you, motherfucker.
isn't that pretty much what you said to me at the last ATP?
No.
It was a good gig, that was. That was just during the boredoms.
Yeah, somebody said that to the guy who cheered when somebody hit a drum.
I will dig your grave with my hands! I need a spatula!
Yeah, what I listen to.
This is the sound of me trying to get things back on track.
Do it better!
I'm so loud. I enjoyed the album. It was great. It was just a really nice feel. There was a great vibe. As you say, it would translate really well to stage.
Mm.
And like Matt says, if you had like a, if you had a really heavy diet of quite dark, challenging material, then it's just what you need to just kind of chase that back out of your head at the end of the night.
I kind of feel that Omar Suleiman might be the Charlotte Church's pop dungeon of
called the Sun Ra Orchestra.
Yeah, I'm actually going to stick with Charlotte Church's pop dungeon because you didn't see that. And I like to remind you of that fact. Oh, about me fucking going to bed.
I hurt my foot. It was actually Sun Ra Orchestra. My foot was hurt. I really don't know what that was. Something had bitten me properly on the side of my foot. It was.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
I haven't.
What's next?
The heat.
This is not this heat.
You still got it wrong, Gordon.
The this is not this heat.
The yes. Those this is not these heats.
Thysis not thysiat.
So difficult to find when you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
These are not these boredoms. So, this is not this heat. Okay, I'm going to read to you the people at home, the person at home.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Gary.
Then he will begin.
Yes. You'll know, of course, that this heat were a human bridge between multiple genres and attitudes. That's a big assumption there, Seamus Monk.
Human bridge?
Human bridge. That that they were simultaneously prog, punk, tape artists, dub engineers, industrialists, kraut rockers. They had the urgency of punk and the invention of using tape loops live on stage, remixing themselves in real time, being as inspired by Can as by Lee Scratch Perry.
Nice.
Yeah. And they made a glorious funked up cacophony that, like all greats, has a resonating influence that has emanated from the odorous punk pubs of late 70s London and across the consciousness of so many contemporary musical adventurers today. I really enjoyed that sentence.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great sounds in that sentence.
Well done for you managing to get from one end of it to the other.
I know, I was flying by the seat of my pants when I was in it. So much better known now than when they existed as the Out of Cold Storage box set that appeared in 2006 and the 2016 vinyl reissues of all their albums testifies. So there we go. That is all about this heat. This is not this heat. So named because of the passing of Gareth Williams in 2001. And an interesting little point about This Is Not This Heat. Much like Shirley Collins, they didn't appear at ATP 2016.
You're quite right.
I am quite right. I remember Sir not appearing in this podcast, Carl William, the Fed Arb, being very excited about seeing This Is Not This Heat,
yes.
And being particularly gutted when it turned out they wouldn't be appearing.
It was a foot injury, wasn't it?
The drummer knackered his foot.
But I think he's the bass player. Very tall chap with a long beard.
Mm-hmm.
He was floating around the festival for the whole weekend.
Oh, not literally. Just hovering above the audience.
Yeah. At a certain point, Stuart Lee came in with one of those like pool dipper kind of things just to get him down to the ceiling. It was a very weird weekend all told.
Yeah. But yes, I knew nothing of This Is Not This Heat when going into ATP 2016. But listening to Carl the William the Fed Arb talking about them, I thought I need to check this band out at some point. But it seemingly took them appearing at Safest Milk for me to finally get something by them.
Yes.
But enough about me. Let's hear about you, John.
Me? I didn't listen to a massive amount.
Let's not hear about you, John.
I listened to, there's a track that is on Spotify, which is A New Kind of Water.
That's what I listened to, too.
Yeah.
Toot-toot.
I liked the feel of it. It had a really interesting sound in terms of everything they're doing. Has got something that I would be interested to watch. Beyond that one track that I could find on Spotify, which is This Heat and Is Not, This Is Not This Heat.
I don't think they've actually recorded anything under the name This Is Not This Heat.
Yes.
I think it's just they are the performing arm of the surviving performing arm of this heat.
Yes.
Anyway, so, Matt,
having said that,
what do you think of this heat?
Well, the one track that I also listened to. Oh, I thought it was all right. Yeah,
fair enough.
I haven't really got much else to add. It was fine. It's kind of post-punk. It's got some crowd rock elements.
Mm.
It's what it said on the tin.
No, I didn't listen to just one track. I first of all went on YouTube and checked out the album Deceit.
Hmm.
Listened about three tracks in and thought, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I need to buy this.
Yes.
And so yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
Is the word Bandcamp coming in?
Yes. I'm not entering into this thing where we're trying to.
It wasn't yesterday.
Trying to make the audience think that we're doing this a week at a time. We're all recording this on
four weeks ago.
The 4th of February. So I'll be recording right now. Yesterday, the 3rd of February, I went on to Bandcamp. And I bought
everything.
Everything. I bought the entirety of Bandcamp. One thing was Deceit by This Heat.
Yes.
And God, it's so good, so very, very good. I mean, it has got that that kind of post punk art punk kind of thing, and they've got a real grasp of what makes a good tune.
Yeah.
You know, they could quite easily write some great three chord punk with a great chorus.
Yeah.
And get a load of money, but instead they decided to make something much more angular and arty and interesting and weird.
Yeah,
and I embrace them for that.
Yes,
because Deceit is a fantastic album, and I love all the kind of the choppiness of it. Just glorious, and I'd be very excited to see them perform it on stage. So yeah, well in for that, Gordon.
I struggled to find material.
Yeah.
This keeps happening to me. Why am I the only person who finds material?
This is because I keep forgetting to look on things like YouTube and Bandcamp, and I've just got Spotify here, and it's...
You're just lodged into Spotify.
Yes.
Spotify zombies, yeah.
Yes.
You bastards.
Join us.
No.
One of us.
No, I've seen what it does to people. It makes people forget about Princess Nokia and this heat.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought I'd use a different search engine because I'm a bit
surprised
with Google.
Metacrawler.
No, I've gone for Bing. I quite like Bing.
Oh,
Bing.
Oh my god! We just find a different person to come
with. Get out. Take your books and fuck off.
The reason why is because it brings up different things.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's shittier than Google.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes you just feel like a bit of a change, and it's certainly better than Yahoo.
It brings a certain shabby chic to one's search engine.
I suppose. Yeah.
Although
I can't believe I just said that.
Shabby chic.
Is Bing frowned upon in the community?
Yes,
it's not very good.
Is it not?
Yeah.
It's quite good finding things that Google doesn't find, though.
It's up there with Internet Explorer.
Oh, I don't use that. Mind you, my computer crashed when I was doing this yesterday. I was looking at the music, and the music killed my computer. So,
thanks a lot, Safer's Milk.
Well, at least we know when, you know, Woody Guthrie had that guitar with "This Machine Kills Fascists" written on it.
This festival kills machines.
To be honest, I was just going to label something with "This Machine Kills Gordon's Computer." But...
Podcast title. So do you have any thoughts about what little you managed to pull together?
No.
Fair
Moving right along.
Give me
the description. I like the description that you read out.
Mm.
And I think I did see a picture of an older guy, but he was young in those days.
Yes. People tend to be younger in the 70s.
In the old days. Well, apart from old people in their 70s.
Can you do the sting? Is that what happens now?
Yes.
Oh man.
Oh Jesus.
I have to say this is simultaneously one of the most in-depth and erudite podcasts, and also one of the most fucking nonsensical podcasts I think we've recorded to date under the banner of AYP.
Yay!
And I will take this moment to thank both Matt and Gordon.
Thank you.
Coming along. As we plough into the last band
I feel I should quote Richard Iowardi and say, I've done nothing for you, don't fail.
Right, the last band from our list that we're going to be talking about.
Ulver.
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 Actually, the more we do this, the more we sound like Vic Reeves.
Yeah.
Iranu.
Okay. Christopher Reg formed Ulver, Norwegian for wolves.
Wolves.
In Oslo. Oslo. In 1990. And the collective quickly. 1993.
Oh. 1 year after Princess Nokia's album. So she missed being able to write a rap song about the formation of Ulver.
No, she could have done because she was around.
Yeah, but the album. You know what? Let's just move on.
And the collective quickly developed a burgeoning reputation as a folklore-drenched black metal band. The band met with immediate critical acclaim for their singular approach to musical forms. Even when as genre-specific as being categorised as black metal, Ulver brought something particularly unique to the form that set them apart. Basically, what is driving out over this whole thing is that they've collaborated with an awful lot of wonderful people. And also they moved away from black metal into more folky kind of things, and then from there into more electronic things and a bit of an ambient bent to them. And so depending on which era of album you listen to from Ulver, then it will depend on what kind of music you're listening to. Gordon, what did you do?
Well, I didn't get the black metal era. Although
that is their very early stuff.
I used to like a band called Fridge. And I don't know if you guys are familiar, but they were of that early Come On Die Young type sound, the early Mogwai type. Obviously,
post-rocky kind of deal.
Yeah. And they were great, really, really great. And this reminded me of a similar feel to that. So very much the instrumental takes the charge.
What did you listen to?
I have no idea.
Brilliant.
I just, again, suck it in Bing, the king of all search engines, listen to whatever decided to show on my screen.
All right.
On the phone. Yeah. Might not have been Bing now.
Might not have been Bing.
Was it in fact Mogwai?
No, definitely wasn't.
Was it Fridge?
Oh, they're good. They are. Do you know, the first time I went to see Fridge, I had never heard of them, and this guy was like, oh yeah, you should check them out. But he was quite a bit older than me. This was a while ago as well. And I thought, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to like this, because it was in this really small room. And it was really good. And this reminded me of that. So what I'm getting at is, I like it, it's good, I'll be watching.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Right. I listened. Oh my god. I listened to Abklubskap.
That's definitely not right.
It definitely is. That's what it is.
Oh, basically, come on.
It's the first letter of every sign of the zodiac.
Oh, for god's sake.
So, it's the first letter of every sign of the zodiac.
I hate musicians.
What? A?
Yeah.
Aries.
Aries.
Aries. And there's another one as well.
Libra.
No, with another A.
Aquarius,
that's the one, yeah. I listened to that one, which is one of, I think it's actually their most recent release. And I knew their name before, because they've actually collaborated with Nuwer, who we discussed in episode 2.
Nurse with Wound.
And also with
the Uninitiated.
With Son Zero with parenthesis, parenthesis.
See two episodes ago,
yeah.
True Believer.
Yeah, so they've collaborated with Nurse with Wound and with Son. And so I was aware of their name before.
Yeah.
And I listened to their most recent album.
It's not quite.
Is it not?
It's not.
They
released a soundtrack.
Oh yes, you're right. Riverhead. You're right. They did. It's their most recent standalone, release. Not related to something else release. So I was definitely getting the more ambient electronic-y kind of stuff. But you can feel the black metal vibes really buried way down. There is a dark ambience to it that I very much liked. So I really enjoyed it for a while. Mm. But it's a long album.
Yes.
And I started to feel it was a little overlong.
You start to drift a little.
It meandered. It definitely meandered. So I feel like I'd like to actually check out more of their stuff from their early and mid periods, just to get more of an idea of the band, because I don't know what kind of set they're going to do. Are they going to do the more kind of electronic stuff?
Yeah.
Or are they going to play with a bit of the old black metal stuff?
I'd forgotten that they do the soundtrack stuff, and it makes a lot of sense because a lot of it's very atmospheric.
Yes.
Almost a different take on the library music genre.
Yes.
So perhaps it would be better presented with visuals, which I imagine it probably will be.
It might.
Well, that would be interesting because Sons of the Tundra that played at ATP?
Yeah, we were watching Sing Along a Wicker Man at the
time. Yeah, we were. That was the best thing I've ever been to.
That was amazing.
I caught a little bit of Sons of the Tundra, and as I remember saying in the episode last year, it was quite somber music with somebody. At the point where I came in, somebody was reading out names of the huskies that had died during the expedition. But they
it's
had,
fairly bleak then.
But they had sort of old stock, well, they had film footage of the expeditions playing, like being projected onto a screen at the back. So it would be interesting. Like you say, if there was something being projected.
Oh, I think it suits it.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on album art?
I heard a lot of double bass drumming going on. So I think I may have got into the black metal
you
stuff,
may have got, yeah.
Which is not quite my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Being a folky person, at heart. That being said, I enjoyed what I listened to. I'm just not sure that, quite honestly, that I'd want to see a whole set of it. I'd like to see some, and if it suddenly grabs me live, fine.
Yeah.
But this, again, goes in the dinner slot.
Mm.
If it clashes with dinner, it's not happening.
No.
If it hooks me, it hooks me. But it didn't from what... I don't know exactly what I listened to, because it was, again, just the first few on Spotify. Top five.
Yeah, and I think with a band that's changed their identity so much...
Which I hadn't realised they'd done, which, of course, I listened to the first couple, and I'm like, oh, okay. So it's metal.
And it's another one. It's kind of like
which will be nice and different. Actually,
it's kind of like with Opeth as well. I mean, it's kind of to a lesser degree with Opeth because they've still retained their metal roots. But back in the day, in their early albums, they were really four square metal bastards. You know, and it was really harsh stuff. Whereas these days, it's very much folk infused and a bit more palatable.
Yes, Gordon.
Can I say an interesting fact? I was once auditioning for Big Brother, the final Big Brother on Channel 4. And
that is an interesting fact. Straight up out the gates.
No, look, when I was in the audition queue, there was a guy in front of me who was a death metaler. And we got chatting about music and things. And I said, I don't really understand the difference between black metal and death metal.
I can tell you that. It's all about Satan.
This is exactly what he said.
Death metal has no Satan contents, whereas black metal is packed with Satan.
And he also told me about the certain style and the nuances of the vocals and how to sing. And actually, it really is a technique that you have to do. Obviously, you have to do it right, otherwise you'll just ruin your voice. Whereas I just sort of didn't really know the difference.
I saw a toddler display that this afternoon.
Were they singing about Satan?
I went into the town centre just
the Sabbath.
I went into town to get some food to buy my beers, and there was a kid who was dragging his grandma around, chasing after a pigeon, and he was shouting after the pigeon, "Wait, wait!" in a really innocent voice. And I walked on a little bit, and then I heard him. He just started stamping at the pigeon going, "Come on!"
No, see, my wife and I encountered a death metal zebra.
Whoa. Hang on, that's just a black horse.
I see what you did there. We're at Chester Zoo, and admittedly Laura was wearing kind of a leopard print coat. Yes. A furry coat with a leopard print on it.
Seems wildly insensitive.
After the fact, it did seem a bit insensitive. But this zebra just took one look at it and went... and just cheesed it. I've never heard an animal make a noise like that. There wasn't like a lion or something. It's the most terrifying noise ever. It was amazing.
Amazing. Yes, and my first introduction to Ulva actually was a few years ago. I was
at a wedding.
Yeah. Oh my god, these DJs are weird. But I'd started listening to a band called... Oh, what were they called? Doesn't matter, never mind.
That's not a catchy title.
Stage 3 ATP cancelled.
Come on, never mind.
I can't remember what they were called. Somebody had written a really lengthy blog post about how somebody had catfished them online, claiming to be a member of this band. So, and I read this piece. It was really weird because somebody online had devoted a really long time to writing emails and messages as this member of this other band.
Right.
But the blog post, the piece of music that auto-played whenever you went on the blog post, was a piece by Ulva called Calm Down, which is on an album called Svid Nego, which was released in 2003. And I really liked that piece of music.
Mm.
So to discover that Ulva were playing on this was oh, that's intriguing.
Mm.
I listened to their soundtrack album, Riverhead, and it was what I expected, given what I'd previously heard. I didn't actually know about much of their metal sort of background. That would be really weird to go back and listen to.
Mm.
But it's a good soundtrack album. I can see how they really lend themselves to a soundtrack. I really ought to listen to actually more of the stuff that isn't soundtrack related.
Yeah. I know I was a little bit lukewarm on the album that I listened to, but the bits that were good were great.
Yes.
The track called Glamour Hammer, which is wonderful. It's flashing little tune.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd say if you listen to about the first half of the album, you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
It's just, if you listen to the entire album in one go, you probably get a little bit weary of it.
Yes.
And this is what I mean about not necessarily wanting to see an entire set.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because an hour might become a bit...
much.
Yeah.
But it depends on where where the day they are, because they might be just doing a half hour.
Yeah.
And it depends what they're doing in that set.
Yeah. We shall see. I'm looking forward to the actual timing announcements when they're released.
That's
a big deal.
Going to have to make a spreadsheet, I think.
Yes.
Don't they give you a little lanyard?
No, not usually. We don't know for this festival, though, do we?
It's the first one.
I'm basing it off ATP.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. Lanyards, please.
I will try to make the.
I'll send to the microphone.
Oh.
Will you make lanyards, John?
John, make lanyards.
Oh, God.
John. You're one job for this.
John.
Is now
John.
Lanyards.
Yeah. John!
Yeah.
Lanyards.
Oh,
John!
Yeah?
I've done lanyards yet.
No.
John!
No.
John!
I haven't done them.
John!
Yes.
It's raining milk.
Oh no!
Oh!
Do you know what that means?
Hallelujah! Really? That's what worked.
Consider all the awful things that are happening outside. Terrible things.
Someone listing the names of dead huskies.
Yeah, oh yeah, someone's listing the names of dead
huskies.
What's
the name of an alive husky?
Whatever you name it.
Tony. There you go. Tony's still alive. Tony's going strong.
I've never met a alive husky.
Okay, John's incapacitated.
John's broken. John's lying outside the door of your chalet, weeping into his own hand. Paul Nuttles from the UKIPs is
insisting everyone go home.
Is everyone while weeing into a bag of pork scratchings? And yeah, and just all kinds of horrible people are out there just doing awful things to each other and everyone else. Steve, whereas inside,
Steve Bannon's got his got your door handle stuck up his arse.
Oh no, what a wanker! How did that even happen?
Tickle it really hard.
No, he loves that. He wants you to do it harder. He loves it. The dirty fecker. But inside, someone's just made a lovely Victoria sponge.
And then the Labrador just comes and curls up next to you adorably.
Yeah, right in front of the fire, the lovely open fire that's in your delightfully well-appointed prostatic chalet.
But that's probably because next door lit it.
Yeah. Basically, it's lovely inside, it's shit outside, but one of those bands is going to make you leave your lovely cocoon of gorgeousness and brave the fascism outside.
Ooh.
What's it going to be? John!
It's probably, for me, going to be This Is Not This Heat.
Righto, son. Matt?
I'm going to remain true to form and go for the thing that I think is fun, so I'm going for Omar Sulina.
I am going... I mean, it's a difficult split between the both of you, but I am going to go with This Is Not This Heat as well.
Splitter.
Gordon?
I'm going for my man, Omar Suleiman.
Okay, so we've got another down the middle split, pretty much.
I think with this one, I think... This Is Not This Heat for me is like the middle ground between the other two, which is probably why
it's fun and but still experimental and weird.
Yeah.
It's that middle ground. That's just why I went for it as well.
Yeah.
And also because Deceit is just such a banging album.
Yeah.
And imagine a lot of the rest of stuff is. But here's another thing.
Oh yes.
Out of all of those people that we've written up on the blackboard.
Yeah.
Which one is going to be your pick? Just out of those 12.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. Let's all take a moment.
For me, it's actually...
Let's take a moment.
Alright.
This is good radio.
Does radio cut out when this...
I was hoping for a moment of silence. Cause
you're not getting that one! That'd
be a lovely little comedy point.
Right, okay.
One, John!
2, 3, Hounds of Silence.
Fucking hell. John!
John, what band? Or artist?
For me, it's Anna Meredith. Really easy choice. Anna Meredith really stood out to me as a really, really interesting and fun and experimental. It's the fusion of all the things, all the criteria that we've come up with so far. For me, it's Anna Meredith.
Fair play. Matt?
I have enjoyed the recordings of everyone that I've listened to, pretty much, but the stage show that I'm desperate to see again is The Residents. There's no two ways about it. I'm looking forward to everything live, but that show should be something else.
Mm. I agree with and respect both of your opinions, but you're wrong.
We're not wrong. They're just,
you're wrong.
They're just
you're wrong.
Alternative
you're wrong.
Facts.
You're wrong. Because I'm going with OOIOO. Because they because they were the band. There was a big part of the reason why I wanted to go to this festival in the first place, and they remain one of those things. And I'm just massively excited about seeing them. Gordon?
Just on those on the board?
On those 12 on the board that we've been discussing over these last,
to be honest,
4 weeks, he said, with bunny ears.
You should take those off before you go outside.
I can't really just pick one.
You can, and you will.
You have to.
I'll say one, but...
Yeah, yes, that's fine. That's all we're asking.
That's literally all we're asking you to do. All right.
But I don't want to disappoint all the others.
They're not listening.
They might be.
Any of those fuckers are listening to this.
You don't know who Gary has round to listen to the podcast.
Safe as Milk has been sharing these.
That's true, yeah.
Right. But, you see, I would like to watch everyone bar one.
Which one? Oh, tell us that one.
The one that I've already commented and said it's not my thing.
It's Anna Meredith.
But she's probably a lovely person.
I hope she is.
You're also not listening to this.
Yeah, and I'd high five her in a sort of polite way.
So a handshake, what are you talking about?
From afar.
Yeah.
From afar.
No, focus. Which one are you going to go and see? If you could only see one.
Omar Sulayman.
Fair play.
So we've picked one for each group between us.
Cool.
Yeah, that was quite impressive.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
We could have planned it better. John,
yes.
End the podcast.
Oh, before you end, I've just thought of another word.
Okay.
Rachel, with a CH.
John, end the podcast.
Right. Ladies and gents, thank you for listening to this. As we all know, there has been another announcement of a further 12 artists.
15, I think, actually, wasn't it?
Was it 15?
15 artists.
Holy shit.
I know.
So
there's going to be at least another 4 episodes of this.
So we'll be back, as far as when you're listening to this, hopefully next week.
5. 15 divided by 3 is 5.
What about at least 4? Didn't you understand?
Well, that could mean 6, and that would just be crazy talk.
We can do 6 if you want to. You're not my fucking mum.
Well, I might be.
It's too
hard. How can you be certain?
Because one of the acts, Jeff Mills, plus somebody else.
Jesus Christ, John, end the podcast.
Stop thanking people.
Right,
who are we thanking?
End the podcast. Make it stop!
You can find
Make
us on
it stop!
That's AYP Podcast. Look for us on Tumblr and Twitter as AYP Podcast. Find us on Facebook. And we will see you soon. Thank you very much. You have been listening to All Yesterday's Parties.
And so have we.
I haven't.
The music is by Attack of the Vapors.
And the podcast is hosted by Audio Boom. Reopen the Safe as Milk Festival website. Oh, it's actually appears to be working this time.
I'll do that. I'm just going to go.
Bye.
See you.
Are you going to take a book with you, or?
Books? No, they're not very good. They're not the kind of books I would read.
Okay. This is the kind of books you'll repeatedly go over and pick up while we're in the middle of recording.
Because they looked interesting, and I thought, oh, I wanted to send it. These
aren't the sort of books I'd read whilst having a
No, I like books that tell you something interesting, but these are all silly books that are all made up about.
That's basically the summary of literature.
That's at least a summary of fiction, isn't it? No, yeah. I don't do fiction, it's all made up things.